And I'd love you to have that open. Our two readers are Toby and Maxwell. They're going to read for us in a moment. But I'm going to start by saying this. Liverpool have just won the Premier League at football. Some people are wonderfully happy. They're happy that their team has won. They are wearing their red jerseys. They're very proud. They don't mind at all that people who support other teams see them wearing red and being very happy. Sadly, there are supporters of other teams that didn't win who will say nasty things about Liverpool. And if they see someone who supports Liverpool say, and they might say nasty things and sometimes even do horrible things towards them, that's not nice. And it's not everyone who behaves like that. But I wanted to give you that example so that we understand a little bit about what it's like when some people don't like and are nasty to others just because they're on a different team. In the bit we're going to look at in the Bible, Jesus is talking to his followers and telling them what it's going to be like for them when he's gone. And he's just told them he's about to go. He's going to be arrested that evening. He's going to be tried and killed the very next day. And the disciples are worried. They're really worried. What's going to happen to them when he's gone? Will they be able to keep going? Well, what we're about to read will be important for us too. Why? Because Jesus tells everyone who wants to be his followers what to expect. He doesn't want people thinking the wrong thing about what it's like to be a Christian. And if you know what to expect ahead of time, then it helps you to cope when it happens. In fact, it's important if we're going to not fall away. John 16 verse 1 says, I've told you this so that you won't fall away. Jesus is telling his followers what it'll be like to follow him so that they aren't shocked when it happens to them and they just give up. He's told them so that they don't stop being a Christian when it's hard. They'll keep going because they know this is what it's going to be like. I don't know if you've ever been camping in Scotland in the summer. It's very beautiful, lovely mountains and coasts, but it's very good to know ahead of time that there are midges. Midges are little tiny biting flies, and Scotland is full of them. If you didn't know about them and you went camping in Scotland and you sat down in the evening for supper in front of a lovely view, the midges would start biting you and you would be shocked and angry and annoyed. Midges can ruin your fun if you're not expecting them. But if you know about midges, then you'll take one of these. This is my midge net. I'm going to take it out and put it on, because if you put a midge net on, then the midges can't bite you through the net. Now, it does look very silly, but if you're not expecting midges, you won't have one and they'll bite you. Do you understand? Jesus is telling his disciples what to expect. And he says two things. He says, expect some people to hate you and expect the Holy Spirit to help you. So those are the two headings. Expect some people to hate you and expect the Holy Spirit to help you. We're going to take them one at a time. And Toby is going to read the first bit for the first part. It's in John 15, and I'll give you a moment to find it. John 15, verse 18 to 19, and then verse 23 to 25.
Verse 18. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Now verse 23. Whoever hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them the works no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. As it is, they have seen and yet have hated both me and my Father. But this is to fulfill what is written in their law. They hated me without reason.
Thanks, Toby. Super job. So the first point was, expect some people to hate you. Verse 18 says, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. Hate is a really strong word. It means really dislike, say and do nasty things, Jesus says you can expect some people to hate you for being a follower of mine. And then he tells them why. Three reasons I could see. The first one is they hated Jesus first. They did, didn't they? The most loving man who ever lived, whose whole purpose was to save people from their sins, was hated by lots of people that he came to serve. They hated him so much, they killed him. Why did they hate him? Lots of reasons. Perhaps the biggest one is that he told them that they needed saving from God's anger at their sin, and that believing in him was the only way to be saved. They didn't like that. They thought they weren't that bad. They thought they could save themselves. They thought there could be other ways to be saved. And so when Jesus came along and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me, they hated him. Do you know the game Follow the Leader? Where the leader goes, you have to go too. So if the leader goes upstairs, you have to follow them upstairs. Or if they go round a tree or over a sofa, you have to follow them. Well, followers of Jesus, living the way he said to live, must expect to go where he goes and to get some of what he got. And what he got from some people was hatred. Not everyone, but some people. And if some of them hated Jesus, he said some of them will hate you too. In fact, look at verse 20. Jesus reminds them that a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you as well. Some people say that if you trust in Jesus, you'll become healthy and wealthy and loved by everyone. Well, that is a lie. The truth is right here in front of us from Jesus's mouth. He says, if you trust in me, you can expect to have a hard time from some people. They will be rude and they'll say nasty things and they might even set out to hurt you. It happened to one youngster in our church this week. He's only 8 and he tried to talk to a friend at school about Jesus and his friend called him a loser. That is hard. Nobody wants to be called that, but it shouldn't be surprising. That young boy was following in Jesus's footsteps. I'm proud of him. In fact, Jesus promised it would happen like that. In some places in the world, if it becomes known that you're a Christian, you can't get ordinary jobs, you don't get benefits, you're not allowed to get treated in hospitals. People make it really hard for those who follow Jesus. Please never think that becoming a Christian will guarantee an easy walk through life. Jesus promises it won't. It will be hard. Some people will hate you just like they hated him. And they might even hurt you. But remember, they hated Jesus first. You're in good company. The second reason to expect to be hated by some people is you belong to Jesus. You're on a different team. Verse 19 says, if you belonged to the world, then it would love you as its own. But you don't belong to the world anymore. You belong to Jesus. Look at what Jesus says next. I have chosen you out of the world. That's why the world hates you. You're now on his team. Did you see that? Jesus describes becoming a Christian as him choosing you. If anyone becomes a Christian, it's not first because they chose Jesus. No, it's because Jesus chooses them. Perhaps there's some people here who are putting off becoming a Christian. And they think it's because they are choosing not to follow him yet. And one day, they think they will choose to follow him. But that isn't the way it works. Jesus needs to choose you. You have to have your heart softened by him. Now, don't go thinking Jesus chooses good people. He doesn't. None of us are good enough for God. No one deserves to be a follower of his. It's only by God's kindness that anyone is saved. And if you're not yet a Christian, a good thing to do would be to ask God to soften your heart. Pray for his help to to repent and believe. It's the greatest thing in the world to belong to Jesus. Third reason, they hate God the Father as well. Look down at verse 23. Whoever hates me, Jesus said, hates my Father as well. They don't know God. They hate him. Jesus explains that seeing him do the miracles they did should have been enough to know that he was from God and had the power of God. But they didn't believe. In fact, verse 25, they hated Jesus without reason. So have you got it? Becoming a Christian means you are joining Jesus' team. And even though it's the winning team in the end, Jesus beats death, remember, and he takes his followers to be with him in heaven one day. On the way, it will be hard. Some people, not everyone, will hate you for believing in Jesus. They'll call you a loser. That is sad for them. That is horrid for God. He sent his son to show his love for the world, and they are turning their backs on him. Please, if that is you, stop doing it today. Turn to Jesus, your Savior, and accept his rescue for you as the sign of his great love, that you've joined his team. You're in his people. You're heading for heaven. Nobody enjoys it when people hate them. We won't like it either, but we shouldn't hate back. No, we should pray for one another, for others, those who don't like us or hate Jesus or hate the Father. And we should love them the way Jesus loved the people who hated him. Remember, you're now on Team Jesus. There was a time when you weren't, and Jesus kept loving you. So expect some people to hate you. That's part one. And before we do the next bit, let's play a game. I've got a top here that shows I'm a member of a team or a club. I'm going to put it on. Can you see what it is? This little logo here says Cambridge Triathlon Club. I wonder if you've got a top somewhere that shows a team you support or a team you're a member of. Maybe it's a baseball cap. Maybe it's if you play football for Sawston United. Maybe it's a Liverpool top. What I'd like you to do just for the next moment is run off and find it, and we'll go to gallery view and hold it up so we can see it on the screen. Okay, off we go. Let's go to gallery view. Can you find a top, a team top? Can you put it on gallery? Let's see if anyone's got one. Anybody got a team top yet? I can see a Liverpool shirt. Who is that? Well done, the Kangs and Martin. And there's a Cambridge Tri Club top. And there's a Sawston United top. I can see the teams you're in. What's that? MCFC. Ah, well done. That, will you read it out to me? What is that, Ollie? Ipswich. Excellent. Okay, well done, those who found a top. Flo has got an amazing thing. I'm not sure what it is, but it looks like a very Scottish club. Anybody else got one? What is it? Read it out, Ollie. I can't see from here. That's a Christchurch South Cams top. Well done, Mark and Barbara. Bottom left down here, what's that one? The Racketeers Badminton Club. All right, that'll do. Put them down. Fantastic. Thank you very much for showing me that you're members of those teams. If you're a Christian, you're a member of Jesus' team. Don't be surprised if people make it hard for you. Second bit, we need our Bibles open again. Same place. This time Maxwell is going to read for us John 15, verse 26 to 16, verse 4. Over to you, Maxwell.
That's John chapter 15, verse 26 to chapter 16, verse 4. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me since the beginning. All this I have told you so that you will not fall away. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, the time is coming when anyone who kills you will think they are offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their time comes, you will remember that I warned you about them.
Thank you, Maxwell. So, Ollie, so far you can expect some people to hate you, and that does sound hard, but you can expect something else as well. You can expect the help of the Holy Spirit. Can you point this up again, please, Ollie? Verse 26, when the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. So at this Last Supper with the disciples, Jesus has already said that when he goes away, the Father will send another helper to be with them. He's been telling them they won't be left on their own like orphan children with no parents. They'll have the Holy Spirit living in them. And here he says that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth with them. What will he help them to do? He'll help them to testify about me. That means he'll help Jesus' followers to tell the truth about Jesus. Lots of people believe lies about Jesus, that he isn't real, that he didn't do the miracles he did, that he didn't rise from the dead, and that they want real Christians to say nothing about Jesus, to keep quiet and not tell anyone the truth about him. And we will want to keep quiet. We'll be frightened of being hated, but the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send, will be our helper. He will help us testify about Jesus. To testify is to tell the truth, to speak up and be heard. Maybe at school you will want friends to know about Jesus' love, and you will tell them you were learning about Jesus in church on Sunday, or that he is your friend and your rescuer. Perhaps you'll want to tell them that even though he was killed, he's alive today and coming back. Maybe it'll be at work and people will be speaking about something, maybe something serious like dying. And there is a chance to say that as a Christian, you think about that hard thing with hope. Because of Jesus. You know that he died and rose again, and because you believe in him, you believe death is not the end, and you don't need to be frightened of it. Now that will be hard for people to hear. Maybe there's something everyone else is doing that you know is something God has said not to do, something wrong like stealing or lying, and they want you to join in with them. And the temptation will be strong just to keep quiet and to go along and say nothing. But with the Holy Spirit's help, you can say that because of your faith in Jesus, you will not do that thing. The Spirit will testify about me, and you also must testify. Talking to the first disciples, Jesus said to them, people won't like it. They will put you out of the synagogue. Chapter 16, verse 2. That's their religious group. They'll be thrown out. Isn't it interesting that it's religious people who most hate people talking truthfully about Jesus and standing up for him? Verse 2, the time is coming when anyone who kills you will think they are offering a service to God. Jesus said that 2,000 years ago, and it's happening today. There are people who are killing Christians and thinking they are pleasing God. In North Korea, believers are forced into underground churches, and if they are found, they are persecuted, they are arrested, and sometimes they are killed. In Afghanistan, Christianity is completely outlawed, with the country's constitution asserting that Islam is the only religion. Well, it would be hard to keep going if people want to hurt you for following Jesus. And Jesus knows that, so he tells his disciples before he leaves them that they shouldn't be surprised. They should expect some people to make it hard for them. But they should expect the help of the Holy Spirit to keep going, and especially to keep telling others about him, to testify. That means to tell the truth about Jesus. He will help you to do it. Trust him and keep going with his help. Okay, last game before we finish. What do each of us have to help us tell other people who we are? If people doubt that I am Tim Chapman, what can I show them to say that I am telling the truth How can I testify to them that I am who I say I am? I can show them my passport. Here it is. My challenge for you is to ask your mum and dad to help you find your passport. Bring it back and show me. Let's go to gallery view and see who gets the first passport back. Anybody hold up a passport yet? The Creeds have got one. Well done, Julia. I can see Alice's passport. Has anyone else got one? William, well done. I can see yours.
Albie, the Woodruffs, Chloe.
You've got something that testifies. There's a lot of passports in the Gilmore household. Well done, Andy. Chloe's got hers. All right. We've got a list of testifying that you are who you say you are. Well done. All right. Do sit down again. Jesus doesn't want Christians to give up and fall away, so he tells them to expect two things. What can Christians expect? Expect some people to hate you. They'll hate Jesus, they hate the Father, and they hate anyone who tells them about him. And the second thing is, expect the help of the Holy Spirit and keep telling people. Let me pray for us. Please, Heavenly Father, help us to be brave when other people don't want to hear about Jesus. Help us to expect some people not to like it and not to be surprised. And we praise you for sending the Holy Spirit to help Christians tell other people about you. Fill us with your Spirit that we might speak your name and declare belief in you. And we ask it for your glory's sake. Amen.